Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizzu in New Delhi, says India has always played the role of first responder to the Maldives. RuPay card payments introduced in the Maldives. Union Home Minister Amit Shah presides over crucial review meeting with chief ministers of left-wing extremism-affected states, says Naxalism is the biggest obstacle on the path to development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi completes 23 years in public office. Gujarat government observes Vikas Saptah from today to mark the day. Israel pays tributes to those killed during the October 7 assault by Hamas last year. Tensions in West Asia region remain high. In ISSF Junior World Shooting Championship, India finishes on top in overall medal tally with 13 gold. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, England to take on South Africa Sharjah this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India has always played the role of first responder to the Maldives. After holding delegation-level talks with President of the Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Muizzu, Prime Minister Modi in a joint press statement highlighted that India has always fulfilled its responsibility as a neighbour. He said the relationship between India and the Maldives are centuries old and India is its closest neighbour and close friend. Mr. Modi said the Maldives also has an important place in our neighborhood first policy and Sagar vision.
हमारी neighborhood first policy और Sagar vision ने मालदीव का महत्वपूर्ण स्थान है इन दोनों में. भारत ने सदैव मालदीव के लिए first responder की भूमिका निभाई है. चाहे मालदीव के लोगों के लिए essential commodities की जरूरत पूरा करना हो, प्राकृतिक आपदा के समय पीने का पानी उपलब्ध कराना हो, कोविड के समय वैक्सीन देने की बात हो, भारत ने हमेशा अपने पड़ोसी होने के दायित्व को निभाया है.
Prime Minister Modi also informed about various projects completed by India and the island nation. He said he virtually inaugurated the runway of Hani Madhu International Airport in the Maldives with Maldivian President Dr. Muizzu.
मालदीव में इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर विकास के लिए पुनर्विकसित हनी माधु एयरपोर्ट का उद्घाटन किया है. अब ग्रेटर माले कनेक्टिविटी प्रोजेक्ट में भी तेजी लाई जाएगी. थिलाफुशी में नए कॉमर्शियल पोर्ट के विकास में भी सहयोग दिया जाएगा. आज भारत के सहयोग से बनाए गए 700 से अधिक सोशल हाउसिंग यूनिट्स हैंडओवर किए गए हैं. मालदीव के 28 आइलैंड्स पर पानी और सीवरेज प्रोजेक्ट्स पूरे किए गए हैं.
RuPay card payments have also been introduced in the Maldives as Mr. Modi and Dr. Muizzu witnessed the first such transaction. Several memoranda of understanding have also been signed between the two nations, including in the area of combating corruption, judiciary, youth and sports. In his statement, Dr. Muizzu said he and Prime Minister Modi held extensive discussions taking stock of our successful development journey together and charting the path of the future collaborations between the two countries. He said both sides agreed on a comprehensive vision document charting the course of the bilateral relationship. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said Naxalism is being completely eradicated from the country with better centre-state coordination from the government. Mr. Shah chaired a review meeting with chief ministers of left-wing extremism-affected states in New Delhi today. He said Naxalism is the biggest obstacle in the path of development and it is not going to benefit anyone. Mr. Shah has appealed to all youth associated with Naxalism to leave weapons and join the mainstream.
चाहे नॉर्थ ईस्ट हो, चाहे कश्मीर हो, चाहे वामपंथी उग्रवादी क्षेत्र हो, सब जगह लगभग कुल मिलाकर 13,000 से ज्यादा लोगों ने हथियार छोड़े हैं और मेन स्ट्रीम में शामिल हुए हैं. यहां पर जो आज भी नक्सली युवा हथियार लेकर ये नक्सलवाद की प्रवृत्ति में लिप्त है, मेरा उनसे आग्रह से विनती है कि हथियार छोड़िए, मेन स्ट्रीम में आइए. सभी राज्यों ने आपके पुनर्वसन की योजनाएं बहुत ल्यूक्रेटिव योजनाएं बनाई हैं, इसका फायदा लीजिए और देश के विकास में आपका योगदान दीजिए.
The Home Minister said the government is committed to completely rooting out the menace of left-wing extremism by March 2026.
वामपंथी उग्रवाद की लड़ाई अब अपने अंतिम चरण में है ऐसा हम कह सकते हैं पर मैं विश्वास के साथ आप सभी को बताना चाहता हूं कि 2026 मार्च तक आप सभी के सहयोग से ये देश दशकों पुरानी समस्या से मुक्ति पा लेगा.
The political fate of 873 candidates in Jammu and Kashmir and 1,031 candidates in Haryana will be disclosed tomorrow as the counting of votes for 90 constituencies each in both legislative assemblies will be taken up. In Jammu and Kashmir, 20 counting centres have been set up with tight security in place. Counting centres have been set up at all district headquarters with three layers of central and state armed police force along with troops of district police. Deputy SP level officer will supervise security arrangements at both strong rooms and counting halls. More from our correspondent.
Stringent security arrangements have been put in place at all district headquarters of Jammu and Kashmir for the counting of votes, paving way for the formation of the first elected government in the Union Territory following the abrogation of Article 370 and Article 35A in 2019. The recently held elections in three phases, held after a gap of 10 years, witnessed a massive voter turnout. Now, it remains to be seen as to which members would win and reach to the J&K Assembly and which party will form the government. Chief Electoral Officer J&K Pandurangke Pole said that all necessary preparations have been completed to facilitate a secure and smooth counting of votes tomorrow. This is Sunil Kole for Akashwani News, Srinagar.
In Haryana, 90 counting centres have been set up for all 90 assembly constituencies. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said these polling centres have been set up at the district headquarters of all 22 districts. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has completed 23 years in public office today. It was on this day in 2001, Mr. Modi took over as the Chief Minister of Gujarat for the first time. Several welfare programs launched by the NDA government at the centre draw inspiration from Narendra Modi's initiatives as Gujarat's Chief Minister. Meanwhile, celebrations of Vikas Saptah kicked off today to mark Gujarat's development journey during Mr. Modi's tenure as Chief Minister. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with other ministers, took the Bharat Vikas Pratigya to encourage people's participation in the process of development. Our correspondent reports that development projects worth over 3,500 crore rupees will be launched during the next 7 days. A report.
On October 7, in the year 2001, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had taken the oath as the 14th Chief Minister of Gujarat, marking the beginning of a new chapter in the politics of development. As of today, the continued development journey has reached 23 years. To celebrate and highlight this multifaceted development journey and the success of good governance, a Vikas Saptah is being celebrated throughout the state from 7th October to 15th October. Narendra Modi had laid the foundation of Gujarat's development on five major pillars: Urja Shakti, Jal Shakti, Gyan Shakti, Jan Shakti and Raksha Shakti, propelling the state forward on the path of progress. Vikas walks are also being organized at the 23 iconic sites of the state. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the occasion, saying his long journey is a living inspiration for those who are in public life. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, public service of Prime Minister Modi is a symbol of the dedication as to how a person can devote his entire life to national interest and welfare of the people. Mr. Shah said, Mr. Modi has shown how to carry out work for the welfare of the poor, the country's development, security and strengthening India's global identity at the same time. A Delhi court today granted bail to Rashtriya Janata Dal chief and former railway minister Lalu Prasad Yadav, along with his sons Tejaswi Yadav and Tej Pratap Yadav, in the Land for Jobs money laundering case. The court granted bail, noting that they were charged without being arrested. Bail was granted on a personal bond of 1 lakh rupees each. The next hearing is set for the 25th of this month. The court also directed all accused to surrender their passports. On the 18th of last month, the court had summoned Lalu Prasad and others after reviewing the ED's charge sheet. Today marks 1 year since the Hamas attack on Israel, a day that forever changed the landscape of West Asia as Israelis gather to commemorate the lives lost in the October 7 assault. Tensions in the region remain high, with ongoing military operations and civilian casualties on multiple fronts.
An emotional day of remembrance has begun across Israel. As the first light of the dawn broke, hundreds of mourners congregated at the site of the Nova Music Festival in southern Israel, paying tribute to those who lost their lives in the brutal attack 1 year ago. This solemn gathering follows a large vigil held in Tel Aviv yesterday, where thousands came together to honor the victims. The Israeli military reports launching a series of attacks against Hamas positions throughout the Gaza Strip, coinciding with this somber anniversary. The ongoing conflict that has claimed over 41,000 Palestinian lives had plunged Gaza into dire humanitarian crisis. Overnight, multiple locations in Gaza were targeted, further exacerbating the already critical situation on the ground. Hezbollah has intensified its involvement, firing rockets at Israeli city of Haifa. Reports indicate that at least 10 people were wounded in the attack, which caused significant damage. In response, Israeli forces have ramped up their bombardment of southern Beirut, with large explosions rocking the Lebanese capital for another consecutive night. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Meanwhile, Iran briefly suspended flights before resuming operations, highlighting the tension gripping the entire area. On the other hand, Hamas has praised what it calls the glorious October 7 attack, further inflaming an already volatile situation, with the ongoing violence showing no signs of abating. In shooting, Indian shooters topped the medal tally at ISSF Junior World Shooting Championship with an impressive 24 medals, including 13 gold, 3 silver and 8 bronze in Peru. Italy finished in second place, while Norway took the third spot. On the final day yesterday, the trio of Deepak Dalal, Kamaljeet and Raj Chandra won the men's 50-meter pistol team gold medal. Next, the shooting bonanza will shift to New Delhi for the prestigious ISSF World Cup final in rifle, pistol and shotgun, scheduled for October 13th to 18th. In Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, England will take on South Africa in a Group B match in Sharjah this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Yesterday, India kept their semi-final hopes alive with a 6-wicket win over Pakistan in Dubai, chasing 106 runs. India overhauled the target with 7 balls remaining. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty continue their downward trend, extending their losses in the afternoon session. BSE Sensex slumped by 901 points to 80,786 and Nifty 50 was at 24,724 with fall of 290 points when reports last came in. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight, we bring you a discussion on raising awareness about mental health issues with Dr. Nand Kumar of Department of Psychiatry, AIIMS, New Delhi. Listeners can ask questions from Dr. Nand Kumar by calling on telephone number 011-234-2105 and 011-233-1444 at 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp on 928-909-4044 or post questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. World Cotton Day is being celebrated across the globe today. Every year on the 7th of October, the day is observed to recognize the importance of cotton as a global commodity and to promote awareness about challenges faced by cotton farmers and the cotton industry worldwide. Currently, India is the second largest cotton producer in the world after China. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Nuizu in New Delhi, says India has always played the role of first responder to the Maldives. RuPay card payments introduced in the Maldives. Union Home Minister Amit Shah presides over crucial review meeting with chief ministers of left-wing extremism-affected states, says Naxalism is the biggest obstacle on the path to development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi completes 23 years in public office. Gujarat government observes Vikas Saptah from today to mark the day. Israel pays tributes to those killed during October 7 assault by Hamas last year. Tensions in West Asia region remain high. In ISSF Junior World Shooting Championship, India finishes on top in overall medal tally with 13 gold. And with that, we end the midday news.